Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to our broadcast live from... Welcome, North America, live to you from Brandon, Manitoba, the Regina Riot Ladies Football Club versus the Winnipeg or Manitoba Fearless here in some great Canadian Football League action. I'm Jamie Fryheit. This is my first time doing a broadcast for all of you, so you'll have to be kind of patient with me. Conditions here in Brandon, a blustery 30-mile-an-hour wind out of the northwest, a little bit of rain shower, but it's not dampening the spirits of the officials. Both teams have just gone out for the coin toss. Manitoba won the coin toss.
And have elected to receive.
Oh, this is exciting, folks. It's the first time that I've ever seen two competitive ladies football teams battle it out on the gridiron. As a coach myself for the past 21 years of high school and junior football, this is quite an experience for me. The crowd is quite excited, and we're ready to play some football here. It's awesome to see. Everyone looks like they're having a good time. We've got the hot munchies on the go, and life is good out here. Teams are just getting ready right now. They're just in with their last-minute instructions from their coaches. So we don't really have any statistics to this point. I know that Manitoba has won their past two games. Regina is a 1-1 right now, as I've been told. And it looks like we're going to be in a pretty fierce battle here today. Both teams looking a little bit angry. Looks like they want to play, and their head referee has said, "Hey, guys, let's get going here." So we're awaiting the kickoff from Regina. Both teams are taking to the field, and it's a mayhem in the stands. Everybody is so excited to see women's football. It's about time. This is great for everybody. And they're ready to kick off. Crystal Thiessen ready to kick off for the Riot. The Manitoba Fearless getting ready to set up to return. Number 10, Sandra Martinez, and number 16, Haley Peliquin, back for the Fearless, ready to return this kickoff. Oh, a little squib kick, fielded right at about the 40-yard line by number 58 for the Fearless. That would be Tanis Metkovic. And it'll be first and 10 Fearless at their own 45-yard line. Number 7, Roxanna Cox, is the quarterback. She sets up split formation, pro set. Regina in the 43. Looks like a handoff. Here it is, a draw. A draw to, like, number 12. Or, sorry, make that number 2, Melanie Aysen. She's tackled by... She's tackled there on the play by number 50, Madison Genoway, after a gain of approximately 5 yards on the play.
I'm sorry, it's not on the list.
Sorry, correction, number 50 is Becky Wilson. Oh, Becky Wallace. Becky Wallace. That brings up 2nd and 5. Here, another draw play. Oh, stuffed immediately by the Regina Riot. Oh, again, Becky Wallace in on the stop. And it looks like Karen Almasi is the injured riot on the field right now. She came up with the assist on that tackle. Looks like she's a little banged up. All right. Third down, so we're in a punt situation for the Fearless. All right, we got punt coming up right now. It's about third and four. That's right, we're playing CFL rules, so three down football here in the Great White North. Mallory Starkey is set to return for the Riot. Number 10, Sandra Martinez, lines up for the punt. Oh, and it's a beaut. And it lands at about the 41-yard line, picked up and tackled immediately. A gang tackle of Fearless. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you wanted to see football, if you can't hear it in my voice, seeing it live is pretty darn amazing. I'm pretty impressed to see what the action is on the field today. So it looks like it'll be first and 10 for the Regina Riot on their own 45-yard line. All right, out come the Riot. The Riot playing an offset wing. And here it is. Here's the gift to the running back. And a tackle. Oh, wow. Staying on her feet. And down by a stack of Manitoba Fearless. Looks like that tackle was led by number nine, Melissa Denisek. What a tackle.
Regina Riot, number 23, 1-yard gain.
Carmen Agar carried the ball for the Riot. She's got about a 2-yard gain on the play. That'll bring up second and 8. Regina comes out in a trips look this time. I formation, trips left. Oh, a little bit of trickly-dickly. Oh, we got a pitch to the outside. A pitch to number 23, Carmen Agar. But she's wrapped up after about a gain of 2 yards on the play by Manitoba's number 18, Sarah Milani, and number 14, Patricia Echo Davis. That'll bring up third down. And then remember, in Canadian rules, you only get three downs. So this will bring up a punt situation for the Regina Riot. All right, here we go. Number 10, Sandra Martinez. Number 16, Haley Pelliquin are back for the Fearless. Oh, it's a bobbled snap. Snap back to the punter, and it looks like a forward pass is attempted, but it's incomplete. That will be a turnover of downs. It'll be Manitoba Fearless ball on the Regina Riot 50-yard line.
First down for Manitoba.
All right. So my daughter plays youth football here in Brandon in the WYFA. One of four young ladies to strap on the pads. Pretty proud of that little girl of mine. So here we have split formation for Fearless. The give. Oh, we got some laundry on the field from the officials. The give was to number 10, Sandra Martinez.
Manitoba Fearless run by number 10, Sandra Martinez.
Looks about a gain of about
5 yards
on the play. That'll bring up second down and about 5. The Regina Riot, they're in a 40 front, 43 set. Manitoba comes out in the trips right formation. Oh, it's going to be a pass. This pass is complete. Complete to number 2, Melanie Aysen. Wow, beautiful pass. I think she came up just a bit short of the first down. Looks to be about a gain of about 4 yards on the play, on the pass.
Number 10, Sandra Martinez, to number 2, Melanie Aysen. for about a 7-yard gain.
Oh, make a correction on that. Looks more like a 7-yard gain. It'll bring up about, what do we got here? 3rd and about 2. Looks like the Fearless are going to go for it. They line up in the split backfield. Pro set, Twins formation. Oh, the give was to number 2, Melanie Aysen, and she is dropped right behind the line of scrimmage. Oh, there's a turnover downs, folks, and it's Regina Riot football.
Amanda Calfell-Miller, you come here?
Oh, it looks like Amanda Teffelmeyer with the tackle there for the loss. So it'll be first down Regina Riot at their own 43-yard line. They are going bunch right. It's a sweep by the quarterback. Number 22, Amy Kowalski. Oh, she's gone. She looks like she could go all the way. It's to the 30, the 20, the 10, and looks like touchdown Regina Riot. A 60-yard run by quarterback Amy Kowalski. Wow. Coast to coast like butter on toast. She's the major.
65-yard stand.
No laundry on the field, so looks like they'll be kicking the extra point.
Oh, was that Carmen Agar?
No, that's 22.
Okay.
Right, so look, we're just awaiting the extra point right now. It's a little bit of confusion with the officials right now, or they know what's going on, the other players don't. There we go. beautiful run there by Amy Kowalski. And sorry for the delay, folks. One of the rosters that came in does not have any of the names in alpha or numerical order, so we're doing our best to try and keep on top of things to keep you entertained. So we're in a field goal formation. It looks like number 90, Crystal Thiessen, set to kick the extra point. The snap is good. It's up and it's through. Oh, no, just off the upright. No points, so it's a Regina Riot 6, the Manitoba Fearless nothing. All right, so here we go. The ball's going to be placed at the 45 for the kickoff. Regina will be kicking off to Manitoba.
Janessa, can I get you to fold these in half? So I can see them better.
90,
not that way, sideways.
All right, here we go, folks. All right, here we are. Crystal Thiessen ready to kick off for the Regina Riot. Looks like we'll have Haley Pelliquin back to return, and maybe even Sandra Martinez. Both teams ready to go. Oh, called back. I guess they kicked it off before the whistle. We'll do this all over again. It's pretty awesome to see, though, folks. In my 20 years of coaching, I have never seen such a complete and awesome, crisp display of football. It's really refreshing to see this, and we're hoping to start our own program out here in Brandon, a women's program. After the fans have seen the action today, I don't think there's any doubt in anybody's mind that'll be the direction we're heading in. All right, so we got Crystal Thiessen ready to kick off again. Ball fielded and bobbled by number 12, Lisa Clavermack. She gets hammered down at the 40-yard line by a drove of Regina Riot players, and that'll bring up first down for the Manitoba Fearless.
For about 13 yards.
All right, so it's first down and 10 for the Fearless, the Regina Riot coming out in the 43. Safety up close. Manitoba comes out in a 2x2. Oh, no, they just move into a trips left formation, ace back. And it looks like, a quarterback scamper, Roxanna Cox, taking the ball and doing the damage. And she goes about 25 yards. With a quarterback scamper, bringing up the first down for the Fearless. Regina Riot, Sierra Bray pushing her out of bounds. And that'll bring up first down and 10. All right, bring up first down and 10. At the Regina Riot 50. Split backs to give. The give is right away. It's to Sandra Martinez. She dipsies and doodles and drives hard out to about an 8-yard carry. She's down by number 33, Tisha Bray.
Tackled by number.
And number 34, Kate Rogel.
Kate
That'll bring up a 9-yard carry here, so we'll bring up second and one. Both teams. Let's see what we got here. Fearless showing motion, but they run it the opposite way of the motion, trying to confuse the Regina Riot.
Run by number 10, Sandra Martinez.
Sandra Martinez, the ball carrier. She's down, looks pretty hurt.
50, Becky Wallace.
And Becky Wallace, number 50 of the Riot, with an extremely good tackle.
First down.
This will bring up our first injury timeout of the game. Manitoba picking up the first down on the carry. So it looks like the winds are starting to subside just a little bit, and the rain is holding off. So we're hopefully get this game in while the conditions are still all right. Was a little bit scary, I must admit. Torrential downpours and a lot of wind doesn't make for a good game. Oh, it looks like Sandra is up and walking off on her own power, maybe just a little winded from the big run. It'll bring up first down right now for the Fearless. Coming in to the game, be number 14, Patricia Echo Davis, to replace Sandra Martinez on the upcoming play. Regina showing that 40 front, split backs for Manitoba. Early motion to the line. Oh, here we go. We have the give.
Who's got that? Who's running?
Melanie Aysen with the carry to the outside.
By number 25 of the Regina Riot.
Just trying to get an update here. Looks like Pam Elwinishin with the tackle on that for the Riot. About a 7-yard gain on the play. It'll bring up second and three for Manitoba. Split backs again, 2x2 formation against that tough. Oh, they got into a 50 front. The give is to number 14 to the outside. Patricia Echo Davis running left and is stopped behind the line of scrimmage immediately. By number 24, Adrian Zuck. That'll bring up a third down situation. There was a loss of about 4 on the play. So looks like we're going to about. Third and 7 brings out the punt unit for Manitoba. They're going to punt this one and try and pin Regina deep. Number 7, Mallory Starkey, back to return the punt for the Riot. Looks like Sandra Martinez will be punting the ball for Manitoba. Obviously, she's recovered from that tackle earlier on in this segment. Oh, we see laundry on the carpet. That means the referees are making a call here. It's picked up on the outside. Picked up on the outside from by Regina by number 7, Mallory Starkey.
Regina Riot kick return by number 7, Mallory Starkey.
Oh, looks like the Fearless had too many men on the women on the field. It'll be a penalty. It'll be marked back 10 yards and a re-kick.
See a re-kick, sir?
Oh, we're going to repeat third down. Sorry. So it looks like we'll be re-punting it from 10 yards deeper. So Mallory Starkey, wanting to make a bigger impression on the first run that she had there, lines up for Regina. Manitoba will be third and 13, so they will definitely be punting and hoping for that big leg of Sandra Martinez to pin the riot a little bit deeper. Snap is good. Martinez gets it away. Oh, it looks a little bit short, and it's called dead ball. If the ball doesn't travel 15 yards on the punt, it is blown dead at the point where it hits the ground. A big break for Regina. They'll take over on their 45-yard line. First and 10. And with 3:18 left in the first quarter, it is 6-0 in favor of the Regina Riots. Play's been whistled in. The teams are getting to the line of scrimmage. Looks like Manitoba's going to set up in that 43. Oh, almost like a 44. They're moving the safety back. So 43, the deep safety. I formation comes up. We have a lead up the gut by Regina. Tackle was made by number 9, Melissa Denisic, by Manitoba. It looked like number 22, Amy Kowalski with the run for the Riot on that one. And we do have an injured Regina Riot player on the field, so we'll have a quick timeout.
Regina Riot, run by number
22,
Amy Kowalski.
So I'm right here live with one of the coaches from the Riot. Just give me a second here. So, Coach, what is your record to this point?
We're 0-1.
They're 0-1. Okay, Coach. And what do you think the biggest thing right now is to help out your team? What do you think is the biggest challenge right now in a game like this against Manitoba?
We've got to be consistent with every play. If we're not consistent, we're going to kill it.
Well, thank you very much, Coach. I appreciate this.
All right. We're live across North America right now. So, yeah, no kidding.
All right, so that was the coach of the Regina Riot. He says, you know, as long as they stay consistent, that good things are going to happen. I'm going to see while we have this injury timeout if I can pull up one of the coaches from the Fearless right now. So, Coach Paczynski, what is it what will help your team maybe come back from the 6-0 deficit and really lay a pounding on your opposition?
Well, right now we're playing against the wind, and the wind is really strong into our face. What we're trying to do is shut down the run that they have established over the last couple of weeks. If we can get the run shut down and we bide our time till the end of the quarter, I think it'll be a big turnaround for us second quarter.
Well, good luck in the second quarter, Coach. Thank you very much. So you've heard right from the Fearless and the Riot coaches. This is absolutely amazing what's happening out here. I'll tell you what, they're pulling out all the stops. Looks like we have a serious injury to number 54, Pam Grizz. They're carrying her off the field right now. She looks to have sprained an ankle. We're not quite sure, but here it is. We are at 2nd and 4. Riot, the Fearless, coming out in their 40 front. I formation for the Regina Riot in the 2x2 receiver set. Oh, we have a fullback go. We have a lead up the gut. B hole. It looks to be about a 3-yard gain. That'll bring up 3rd and about 3. Not sure what they're going to do right now.
Run by number 3 yards.
All right. So 3-yard. Great carry. It looks like they are going to go for it. 3rd and 3. Oh, quarterback keep, and oh, she's stopped by the Fearless. Amy Kowalski dropped right down on the marker, and it looks like it is 1st down, Manitoba. Wow, for the folks sitting here in at the stadium here at Vincent Massey High School,
down to the Manitoba Fearless.
They tell me that they sell you the whole seat, but I think all you need is the edge. It is an incredible game here. Oh, the rain's starting to pick up a little bit. Making this look like it looks like, oh, and look, we have a little bit of option. We have some option. Oh, a missed pitch to the option back. Roxanna Cox with the pitch out to Sandra Martinez bobbled that one, so that'll be a loss of about 10 yards by the Fearless. That'll bring up second and 20.
Second down and about 23.
So here we are. The Fearless showing a 50, or sorry, the Regina Ride showing a 53 look. And the pass, oh, it's intercepted. Intercepted. And she's down to the 20-yard line and pushed out of bounds at about, oh, no, she slips through, and she's out about the 8-yard line. Wow, number 34. Kate Rogel with the interception. Almost a pick six on that one. She made it about 40 yards before being pushed out of bounds at the Manitoba 8-yard line. It'll bring up Regina Riot, first and 10 on the Manitoba 8. Sorry, first and goal on the Manitoba 8. And looks like the Fearless coming out in there. Goal line defense. I formation. Tight end set to the right for the Riot. Oh, but it's a throw out. And, oh, slippery ball. That falls incomplete to number 23, Carmen Agar. That'll bring up second and goal for the Regina Riot. Exciting action right now.
Janessa, can you please put something over your iPod? Like that plastic, maybe.
All right, the rain really starting to come down here and swirling winds, making it very difficult for the players. Here we have a pitch outside. Pitch outside to number 23, Agar. She's dropped down. Number 33, Tisha Bray. Taken down by number 12, Lisa Claverkamp. And that'll bring up third down and about 13, so a good 6-yard loss on that play. It'll bring up third and 12. Third and goal still. What am I saying? And there's 6 seconds left in the first quarter. There's sheets of rain falling right now, obstructing view for a lot of people out here. I don't think I've quite seen anything like this in quite a long time. Looks like they're going to attempt a field goal. Number 90, Crystal Thiessen, attempting about a 15-yard field goal. Make that 17. It's off the upright and down. It's no good. Off the upright and falls straight down. So that will make it Manitoba Fearless ball at the break. At the quarter break, it is still 6-0 in favor of the Regina Riot.
Don't forget, at the canteen, we have hot chocolate and hot coffee for everybody.
All right, so this has been an incredibly exciting first quarter of women's football here in Manitoba. Wish we could say it's sunny, but as you've heard, it's overcast and rather windy. A lot of rain happening right now and big sheets, but that's not deterring the attitude of the fans. They're all very excited. And as well, the coaching and coaching staffs out here are quite pumped. It is first down for the Manitoba Fearless. We're going
to
start the second quarter right now. Not trying to keep any dead airtime, folks. We're just having a hard time trying to see right now. As a matter of fact, I think I might even need an umbrella. Oh, looks like we might have a delay of game penalty on Manitoba.
We
Procedure call called against Manitoba Fearless. That's a 5-yard penalty. That'll make it 1st and 15.
Manitoba Fearless.
All right, here we go. Bringing up 1st down and 15. They're in the split back. Oh, a fake by the quarterback. Holy, number 7, Roxanna Cox takes it, calls her own number, pulls it outside.
Number 7, Roxanna Cox calls her own number and tampers for about 4 yards.
Number 34, Kate Rogel with the tackle. We've got some laundry on the field, folks. That's right. We got a flag. So let's check this out and see what's going on, and I'll get back to you as soon as we know.
Regina Riot tackle by Rogel, number 34.
All right. We're looking to see what the call is. We have holding on the defense. It's a 1st down call. That'll be 1st down for the Fearless. Holding called on the defense. That's kind of a rare call. We didn't get the number on that one, folks. So if you're keeping track at home, I'm regret to inform you that we can't give you that information right now. Okay, Manitoba, single back, ace back. The give is to number 7, Roxanna Cox, and she's met immediately. Sorry, mark that, Sandra Martinez.
Manitoba run by number
she gets
seven.
About 3 yards on the play, making it 2nd and 2.
2nd and 2 for the Manitoba Fearless.
So both teams have realized that if you're able to control a run game, especially right now, you're going to do fairly well. This is definitely not conditions that you want to be passing in. Roxanna Cox keeps the ball. Quarterback, and she's driven out of bounds at the 35-yard line after picking up the 1st down.
1st down run. 1st and 10 for the Manitoba Fearless.
She faked the inside handoff. Called her own number, scampered to the outside to pick up the 1st down. All right, it's starting to rain like cats and dogs out here. Uh-oh. We got to cover that. Yeah. Just 1 second, folks. Oh, run to the outside, and oh, number 34. Number 34 with another beautiful tackle, Kate Rogel on Roxanna Cox, trying to get to the outside. Doesn't quite make her before she's dragged down. Loss of about 2 on the play. That'll bring up 2nd down and 12. And I'll tell you, folks, when I say it's pouring, it is pouring. It's raining cats and dogs out here. I think there's a little bit of sleet and snow. 2nd down for the Fearless. Oh, whistles on the play here. We've got a few flags. We'll sort that out for you. So as I mentioned, we're talking to you live from Brandon, Manitoba, Canada. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. Like I said, it's my 1st one, and I hope to get better.
That is procedure on the Manitoba Fearless. Repeat 2nd down.
It's offside Manitoba, legal procedure, as we say up here on Manitoba. So we'll be repeating 2nd down. That'll make it about 2nd and 17. Cox back to throw it, and it's complete. A 30-yard bomb down the field. Completed to number 9, Melissa Denisek. 30-yard pass. Absolutely brilliant. Brings up a 1st down for the Fearless. So I guess when I said throwing isn't going to be an option, quite awesome to see. Cox, he just launched that ball into the air for the first down. Oh, Cox calls her own number, quarterback keeper. She's down at about the 45-yard line of the Regina Riot. It's about a 5-yard gain. She calls her own number again on that inside fake, drawing the defense away, and picks up 5 to 6 yards on the play. That'll bring up second down and 5.
Second down and 5, Manitoba Fearless.
And this is quite the barn burner, folks. This is a tough battle in the trenches for over position, especially with the conditions as they are. Haley Pelequin moves. Oh, beautiful block by Pelequin. Martinez scampers to the outside, picks up the first down, but there is a holding call called on the Fearless. Holding. Breanne Ward called for the holding. That'll be a 10-yard penalty. It'll bring up second down again, about second and 15.
And 15 for the Manitoba Fearless.
So as Regina's coach had pointed out to, you know, keeping consistent, being consistent really is an important factor in winning a game. And I think Manitoba needs to be a little more consistent, keep those penalties down if they want to be successful tonight. Oh, number 7, Roxanna Cox with the carry. She's taken down immediately by number 24, Adrian Zuck. Oh, we have a timeout on the field. Maybe we'll find out in a second here who actually called the timeout. And seeing that we don't know, we'll just continue on. So it brings up about third down and about 12 to 13. It's pretty tough to tell from here for the Fearless. Martinez back to punt. Punt is up and it's away. It's taken immediately by number 6, Claire Dorr. Dory, she gets about 5 yards on the return.
That'll make it first and 10 for the Regina Riot.
Regina will start off first and 10 at their 35-yard line. About a 30-yard punt for Martinez. And here they go. With 6:58 left in the second quarter, it's still 6-0 in favor of the Riot. Riot going in an I formation, 2-by-2 set. Manitoba in the 43, bringing up that safety. Oh, here you go with a middle run. Oh, full back up the gut. It's number 7, Mallory Starkey, for about a gain of about 20 yards on the play. That'll bring up first and 10 for Regina on the Manitoba 48-yard line. Regina comes to the line. I formation, pro set, 2-by-2. Inside motion by the slot. Oh, my goodness. That is definitely a shovel pass gone awry as they lose 15 yards on a back shovel pass slipping out of the recorder, the running back's hands. That would have been number 7. Starkey bobbled the ball, and that is a tremendous loss for the Riot. That brings up second and about 22 for the Riot. It's a fortunate bounce for the Fearless. Ball possession will be key to any victory in this game. limiting the opposition. I mean, the ground game is going to be important. Oh, a pitch to the outside. There's a pitch. A pitch number 23, Carmen Agar. She is hit out of bounds.
Run by number 23. For about 22 yards.
Looks like it could be a first down for Regina. Beautiful run by Carmen Agar. Oh, looks like
third down
and about six. So she's a bit short, about 16-yard run on the play. Looks like they're going to go for it. They're against the wind right now, and I don't think punting is going to be much of an option. They come out in an I formation, double tight ends, or tight end and a wing back set to the left. If I was a betting man, I'd say they're running the ball. Oh, they give. It's an inside give to the fullback, a quick one. It's going to be close. Looks like they're going to call for a measurement.
Number seven, Mallory Starkey.
Starkey gets the call up the middle. We'll just await the measurement.
That was a close call for the referees. They're opting for a measurement.
So this measurement could determine whether or not we got first and 10 Manitoba or first and 10 Regina. It is very, very close, folks. What a tremendous run.
We're just awaiting the measurement here. And it looks like the ball is short.
And it is short just by an inch. Manitoba stops Starkey on a big run. It looks like we got first and 10 Manitoba at their 38-yard line. These two teams evenly matched in this conference. So you heard before the Regina Riot 0-1, Manitoba 2-0. This is quite the clash of the West Titans here. They're battling back and forth, and it's an extremely good game. Both teams are extremely competitive, and they're leaving nothing out there. They are taking everything out on the field. Oh, handoff and a slip by the running back. Looks like Roxanna Cox, the exchange didn't go so well.
Second down, Manitoba Curlew.
So a loss of 3 yards in the play, it'll bring up second and 13. These types of conditions, that quarterback running back handoff is such an important thing to do. All right, Manitoba in the split formation. Ball's bobbled by the quarterback. Oh, she's taken down hard. Hard by number seven. Number seven, Mallory Starkey, is taken down hard.
That is.
Assisted by number 88, Sarah Mercer.
That will bring up third down.
That'll bring up third down for the Manitoba Fearless. Wow, what a change of events. Just when Manitoba seemed to be getting a little bit of momentum, Regina and the weather seems to fight back a little bit. Martinez ready to punt. Starkey and Dory back for the punt. Fielded by number seven, Mallory Starkey, who takes it upfield and is dropped after about a 15-yard run. Looks like it'll be first and 10 Regina at the Manitoba 44-yard line. First and 10 Regina. Looking at the clock, there's 3 minutes left, so we're at the 3-minute warning before the first half. Things are looking pretty well here. Each team has two timeouts remaining in the first half. with the Regina Riot, looking to try and capitalize with that turnover. Tight end left. Tight end goes in motion up the gut. It's a run to Starkey up the middle. Holy, she seems like she's carrying a bunch of Manitoba players on her back. She's brought down by number 12, Lisa Claverkamp. She makes the stop on Starkey. Starkey.
That'll bring up second down to the Regina Riot.
What we seem to be seeing a lot here is that tight end in lead blocking for Starkey seems to be working really well for them. Inside again. I'll tell you, that tight end up the middle, Starkey breaks it loose. She's up. She's up 10 yards. She's got 15, and then she's finally hauled down.
Regina Riot run again by number 7, Mallory Starkey.
Mallory Starkey with about a 15-yard carry. Brought down on the play by number 12, Lisa Claverkamp. Claverkamp having a very good game today. I can see a few adjustments that Manitoba is going to have to make. Manitoba calls a timeout. Claverkamp comes over. The rest of the defense comes over to the sidelines. You know, in my humble opinion, I would think that if I saw the tight end motion coming inside, I'd want to cut the tight end down a little bit. Keep that tight end from getting the second level. It's really tough because they got so many weapons, Regina does, that shutting one down seems to open up another alley. So Manitoba is going to attempt to tighten up their defense, and Regina is going to get together and figure out another way to try and exploit. We got 2:08 left in the first half. Again, 6-0 is our score between Regina and Manitoba. And the referee is called. 10 seconds left with the Manitoba timeout. And here we go. First and 10 for Regina on the Manitoba 18-yard line. And it looks like Manitoba is going to shift over into an over 40 front. With Regina again going with that tight end wing back combination. I think there we go. It's an interior run again. We got that lead. And then they decide to go the other way on a pitch option to the left away from the motion. And it looks like, yes, it is a score for Regina. Number 23, Carmen Agar, takes an option pitch outside for the 18-yard major. A beautiful run. Just when the Manitoba thought they'd stop that counter, that lead by the tight end, they go and totally bamboozle Manitoba with a pitch option left that just kept the defense guessing. Agar runs it in, and it is now 12-0 for the Riot. Yes, it looks like we're going to have a kick here. We're going for the extra point. Snap is good. Little high, little trouble, but she seems to have snuck it through the upright. Crystal Thiessen slips it in the left upright for the single. So it is now Regina Riot 13, Manitoba nothing, with a minute 24 left in the first half. The way it's raining, I think, folks, that ball probably feels like a lead weight right now. All right, so we're going to try and get comfy here. Manitoba Fearless back. Number 10, Sandra Martinez. Number 16, Haley Pelequin, back to receive the kickoff by Regina. Crystal Pieson's getting ready to kick. Oh, and it looks like they've substituted her. Madison Genoway gets the ball. The ball was fielded by Haley Pelequin, dropped to the ground in a fumble, but recovered by Manitoba. So it'll be first and 10, Manitoba, at their own 26-yard line. First and 10.
Deep in their own zone.
Oh, looks like Manitoba better dig into their bag of tricks and find something that might work. Be nice to cap and get some points before halftime. And looks with a minute 48 left in the first half. My mistake. Oh, the pass by Roxanna Cox hit its intended target right in the midst, but with that wet ball, slipped right out for an incompletion.
Be
second and 10, Manitoba. With 1:42 remaining on the clock. That ball's got to be about 10 pounds right now, I would figure. Beautiful throw by Roxanna Cox. Just a little too slick to hang on to. Oh, we have a pass. We have a pass. We have a back screen pass. It's a completed pass from Roxanna Cox. It's caught by Melanie Asen for about 14-yard gain, bringing up a first down. She's out of bounds at the Manitoba 40-yard line with 1:35 left on the clock. Oh, but it looks like it's coming back. Yes, yes, the Zebras have called a holding penalty against Manitoba. That call a little suspect in my eyes, but it was a call. So it now is going to negate that beautiful catch and run. Again, Manitoba, to be more successful, are going to have to make sure the little things are the ones they concentrate on. Second and 20 for the Fearless. And they're 2x2 set, I formation. Oh, quarterback is stuffed.
Tackled by number 15 of the 50 of the Regina Riot for a loss in the back.
Becky Wallace slams Roxanna Cox to the ground. That'll bring up third down and a whole lot of acreage for the Manitoba Fearless. That leaves Regina with at least a minute and 26 seconds to try and even go for the end zone one more time. Although Manitoba will be kicking with a tremendous wind right now. Okay, looks like we're ready to go here. Back to receive the punt is number 6, Claire Dory. And number 7, Mallory Starkey. Starkey's really been hot this game. I don't know if we want to get the ball into her hands because she seems to be a game changer. She picks it up. Starkey picks it up. She's tackled once, tackled twice, and is finally brought down by number 12 for the Fearless, Lisa Klaverkamp. Well, there's a penalty on the play. It looks like it might be a no yards. And for those of you who are listening south of the border, a no yards call is when a punt happens, you must remain 5 yards away from the receiving player. They have 5-yard cushion in order to field the punt. If you invade that 5-yard cushion, Penalty is declined, so bringing up first down for Regina.
Penalty on the Manitoba Fearless. Penalty is declined, brings up first and 10 for the Regina Riot.
First and 10 for the Riot on the Manitoba 33-yard line, we'll call it. Oh, the I formation. They're going again with the same wing back tight end combination. Looks to pass. Looks to pass. That looks like a live ball. Oh, it's not called a live ball. It was forward, or looked like it was behind the line of scrimmage, and looked like it was a live ball. Dropped on immediately by Lisa Claverkamp of the Fearless. That will, they'll just call that an incomplete pass, and that'll bring up second down for Regina. Looks like the rain is starting to slow down a little bit, but the wind is still pretty strong here in Brandon. Manitoba comes out in their 40 front. Regina with a tight end wing back set. I formation. They're strong right. Motion to the right. Cut back. Cut back against the grain. Oh, the ball is loose. Loose, but still recovered by number 7, Mallory Starkey. The ball was punched loose by Manitoba's number 35, Sophia Caligiuri. And that'll bring up a third down situation for Regina. About a 5-yard loss, 7-yard loss, we'll call that on the play. Bringing up third and about 16, 17. Great play there by Catherine Doig and Sophia Caligiuri, knocking that ball free. Number 90, Crystal Thiessen, ready to punt the ball away. The punt is good, and down the field, line drive, soccer-style kick. Nothing to write home about. It's picked up by number 10, Sandra Martinez. She's dropped after about an 8-yard gain, but there's a flag on the play. All right, so with 25 seconds left, or maybe that would be 25, or maybe that would be... It is 25 seconds left on the clock. We have the Regina Riot with a commanding 13-0 lead over the Manitoba Fearless. I think it's just a matter of time before Manitoba gets going. Oh, Regina called with unnecessary roughness. That was a 15-yard penalty. So that brings the ball up to the Manitoba 28-yard line, where they'll be first and 10 with 25 seconds left on the clock. And here we go. Manitoba, split formation. They're going to pass this one. Oh, no, no. Quarterback's going to take it and run. She's going to take it and run. She's scrambling, and is knocked out of bounds. Number 7, Roxanna Cox, knocked out of bounds after picking up the first down. A tough run by Cox. She pops up unfazed a little bit late and out of bounds, but hey, that's football. She shakes it off, and she's back in there leading the Fearless. She's out of bounds, and the clock stops with 14 seconds left. Regina playing almost like a 44 stack defense right now. No safety. Not worried about the pass, obviously, thinking it's going to be a run. Pelequin goes in motion, but it is a pass. Oh, it just falls incomplete. Melanie Aysen was the intended receiver on that one. As you can see, it looks like Regina was playing a soft cover two, and almost got the ball dropped over top of them into Aysen's hands. Another 2 yards on that ball, and she would have been paydirt. That brings up second down with about 9 seconds left on the clock. Split formation. Cox with the ball. She's looking to pass. Oh, almost intercepted. Oh, fell right in the hands of Melissa Park, who bobbles that ball and drops it harmlessly to the ground. 4 seconds left in the first half. Last chance for Manitoba to try and put something together. Undeterred and unfazed, Manitoba looking like they want to score here. Regina setting up with their 44 defense. Oh, they're playing to get a little more cushion, about an 8-yard cushion on the receivers. They don't want to get burned deep on anything. Pelequin goes in motion. Cox is flushing the pocket, and she decides she's going to take it herself. And she gets the first down, 12 yards on the first down. There is a penalty flag down. That should be the end of the first half, but the play cannot end. The half cannot end on a penalty, so we're going to check this out. Oh, illegal block by Manitoba. Manitoba's seeing a lot of laundry on the field today. I think the calls are about... Hey? We're going to go about 10 to 15 minutes for a halftime. We're going to see how this weather handles out here. So this is halftime. Upcoming is music, folks, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hey, this is Devon Goldsmith, comedian and middle linebacker, and you're listening to the Independent Sports Network.
Sorry. This is Sports Geeks, and you're listening to the Independent Sports Network.
We'll be right back.
Hello. And welcome to the second half. We got about 4 minutes left before the start of the next half. I'm assuming I'm live right now. I'm not really sure. Again, this being my first broadcast of women's football nationwide or continent-wide, as you may say. So far, let's give a quick rundown of how things have gone. Manitoba has been held scoreless over the past half, where Regina has 13, so 13-0 Regina. Stats are not exactly available for right at this moment in time. I can tell you, however, the running game has been absolutely superb by Regina. Starkly, for Regina, her stats so far, she's got 12 carries for 107 yards and 2 touchdowns. So it's been quite the remarkable day for her. Leading the offense for the Manitoba Fearless, I would have to give the quarterback, number 7. She's been absolutely outstanding this entire game. And she will be the reason why they are successful in the second half. All righty, so we're going to get ready and set here for the second half of this game between the Fearless and the Regina Riot. Referees are out. Manitoba's out. Looks like we're ready to play some football. Looks like the rain has calmed down just slightly. Our official timekeeper, Mr. Papadanitz, do you have anything to say to add to our friends listening in North America?
It's a great game so far.
It is a great game so far. So what I'd like to do is we're going to move over and talk a little bit with Tanith Wilson, who is the commissioner of the Women's Football League in Canada here. I'm just going to try and get her, pull her aside for a quick interview. If I can grab her just for a second here. So everybody's getting back to the field. It looks like it's going to be an exciting game. It's a great first half. I think Manitoba's ready to come out and play the second half. They look kind of pumped. It could be anybody's ball game in the next 24 minutes of play. All right, so Coach, would you tell your players at halftime?
Tell our players every half. Coming out, it's a 0-0 game in the second half. Basically told them to come out and really trust each other on offense and defense. Now, I'll play some little tentative in the first half to make their their second game. I think they're really kind of getting into it and they're really coming out to the fall second half.
Thank you very much, Coach.
Very well.
You heard it there first. We for a great second half, and I don't think there's any stop in Manitoba's tank. Regina, obviously playing extremely well. And they're coming out, and they got the lead. So they're hoping to hold on to the lead and make this a great trip. Here I have Commissioner Robert Cullen of the Westman Youth Football Association, who's actually putting on this event here in Brandon. Just a few words from you, Robert. What do you think of the game so far?
I'm pretty impressed with what's going on out there. There's some great hitting, great passing going on. I'm pretty impressed with the level of play.
Well, thank you very much. Okay, so I guess we're going to take over to the second half here. We're just going to move over to our executive booth out in the middle of the rain. So if I'm sounding a little fuzzy, it's because, well, it's pouring cats and dogs and there's an incredible wind factor right now. We're hoping that doesn't impede the second half at all. So as I make my way down the sideline, the is absolutely unbelievable. Both benches are just ready to play. I have never seen this type of intensity in a long time, and it's great to see. This is nothing but positive as far as women athletics or women's sports. This is the penultimate for football fans.
the passing, the hitting, the contact, everything about it is just top notch. And they are ready. Yeah, that was Team Manitoba. That was the Manitoba team in the background. They are poised to set precedent in the second half. So this could be very exciting. Looks like Tanis Wilson is going to be unavailable for comment. I was hoping to get her to say a few words before we went to the actual game. So I'd like to join a fearless coach here. Regina Riot coach. No, I guess we won't. We're set to start the second half with a kickoff. Manitoba will be kicking off to Regina. All righty, here we go. We're set to kick off. Dorian Starkey back to receive for the Riot. The short kick. Oh, but it stays in bounds. Crazily enough, oh my God, there is a bobble ball, and it goes backwards. It looks like Regina Riot ball. Ball was kicked back during contact.
It's fielded by number 7.
It looks like Starkey had it originally. She looks like she got banged up on the play, but it looks like it's going to be fearless ball. He recovered it. So on the contact, the ball actually went back towards the Regina Riot end, and it will be Regina Riot ball at their 11, originally fielded at about their 22. So it'll be Regina Riot ball to start this at their own 13-yard line. Oh, looks like Starkey's up. She's one tough character. She's up and off the field. I don't think you can stop her. She seems to have an engine that just doesn't quit. All right, so it is going to be first down for the Regina Riot. They're set up in I formation, double tights, motion to the inside. Generally, that's looks like Manitoba's figured that out. They cut down the tight end coming inside and have done an amazing job of shutting down that inside run by Starkey. Tackle was made there by Catherine Doig and Sophia Caligiuri. There's only a 1 yard gain, so that's pretty impressive for Manitoba to get that figured out. Here we go. We got it up again. It looks like we got, what, tight end set, tight end strong right for Regina. They go for the pitch to the outside. Can it be stopped? Oh, yes, look at this. Number 9, Melissa Denisic, and number 19, check that, number 12, Lisa Claverkamp with the tackle on number 7, yeah, Mallory Starkey. So about a 3 yard gain, so it will be the Riot wanting to punt in a 3rd and 7 or 3rd and 8 situation here. If we look here, back for the fearless, we've got Haley Pelliquin and Sandra Martinez set to receive. Thiessen with the punt, end over end. Picked up by Pelliquin. Oh, she's running. She's got a seam, and she is tackled. She picked up the ball at the 50-yard line of Regina and ran it 20 yards down to the 30 with a great run. Great run by Pelliquin. A little shaken up on the play, but no damage. She's a tough character. Claverkamp with a beautiful block on that to kind of give her that extra 5-yard cushion to get that 20-yard, call it, return. So it'll be first down, Manitoba Fearless. Inside the Regina Riot 30-yard line. All right, so what we've got here, we've got split backs, pro set. Denisic goes in motion. But it's a counter. Oh, and the counter is stuffed up immediately. Martinez wrapped up immediately in the backfield. By number 50, Becky Wallace. She's been an extremely tough defender in this first in the first half, and looks like there's no signs of stopping her in the second. Manitoba comes again, split formation, 2x2. Cox gets the ball. She calls out number no, but she flips it right out to Martinez, who goes up, goes the distance, and is pushed out of bounds close to the first down marker. I guess we'll see what happens when the referees sort that out.
By number 10, Sandra Martinez.
Little option action there. Cox to Martinez. Oh, it is a 12-yard gain. It looks like they are going to call it a first down Manitoba at the 20 of the Regina Riot. Again, welcome to all our fans across North America listening in on this radio broadcast. This is live from Brandon, Manitoba, Canada, where we have the Regina Riot and Manitoba Fearless playing in women's football action. Top drawer, folks, you are missing one heck of a game. Although you can hear it, it is unbelievable. Dennisick goes in motion. Oh, and the pass just off the fingertips, incomplete. Cox was rushed there on the play, had to rush the throw a little bit. It falls incomplete, so that'll bring up second down for Manitoba. Pressure supplied by guess who else? Becky Wallace, who's having an outstanding game today. Cox calls for the ball. Oh! Scissors right inside to Melanie Aysen. Aysen gets about, looks like 7 yards on the play. That'll bring up a third down situation for Manitoba. Trying to find out who she was brought down by. Brought down by Kowalski. And Mercer looks like, can't really tell from this angle. Well, third and five. I guess you got a little bit less than that, but the Manitoba gambling. Cox calls for the ball, split formation. The run goes. It goes right back to Aysen, and Aysen runs the ball. We'll see where they mark it. I think she came up a bit short, but I'm not sure. Just waiting for the official's word here. So we're going to see what's happening. It is short. It is short, so it will be Riot ball. It will be Riot ball. A big stand by the defense. I'm not sure who made that initial stop. It was a whole gang-tackling effort by the Riot. All right, so it'll be first and 10 for Regina at their 10.5-yard line. Here with senior referee Dave Dobson. He's calling everything here. Having a good time. Double tights. No, we got trips in a tight end. We got six going in motion. Dory in motion goes with the end around. And she is pushed out of bounds at the 25-yard line, but there is a flag on the play. So we'll get that sorted out and figure out where we're at right now. It's a great stand. Great stand. We had offside called against Regina, the legal procedure. So it goes back 5 yards, and it will be first down and 15. A terrific run on the outside by Claire Dorr.
Claire Dorr. Thank you. Just want to make sure.
So that was right. Yeah, Claire Dorr on that end around. Great job by her. Oh, here. Here we are. Here we are. Who's running here? Number 23, Carmen Agar. She's dropped from about the end of the line of scrimmage. So it'll still be first and 15, or pardon me, second and 15. A tremendous job by number 36 for Manitoba. That would be Caligiuri. Caligiuri with a great stop in the backfield. That'll bring up second and 15 for Regina. Okay, Manitoba lines up in their 40 front. They've been running all day. Looks like trips right for Regina. I formation, tight end, so we're looking at a strong right. The motion and the pitch out. The pitch was to number 33, Tisha Bray. She stopped for a loss of approximately five more, so it'll bring up almost third and 17. Ball's at about the 3 yard line of the Regina Riot. Fortunate for Manitoba there. The defense swarmed Bray pretty badly and got her down for the loss. So like I said, that'll bring up third and about 17 for Regina. They set up in the punt formation. Number 90, Crystal Thiessen, is in their end zone, punting from her end zone. This might be an opportunity to take a safety. I'm not sure. I'd probably do that, though, and not give up great field position. Ball's bobbled. The ball is bobbled, and she is going to – oh, she throws a forward pass, and that was a big – that might be a costly mistake for Regina, because instead of just taking a knee and giving up the safety, Manitoba takes over at the 3 yard line, first and 10. Correct me, it was first and goal, because in 3 yards you cannot get a first down. It takes 10. I apologize. Again, this is my first time doing this internationally, so I'm having a bit of a time with it. I am enjoying it, however. So here was where earlier I was talking about a momentum change. I think this could be the momentum change. This might be the turning point of the game, depending on how Manitoba handles it. But you can't sell Regina short. They are a tough team. Cox calls for the ball. Motion. Oh, and we have. They were trying to counter the slot back counter. The slot back counter to number 15, Kelly Becker. Wow, that fell short as a swarm of Riot players hit her in the background. So it's going to be second and goal. That was a loss of approximately four on the play. So the Fearless are at the about 7-8 yard line of the Riot. Again, Cox calls for the ball. She calls her own number, and she's going, and she is in for the major. Roxanna Cox, a fake counter, keeps the ball herself and rumbles the 8 yards into the end zone for the Manitoba major. So that makes the score right now 13-6, and I guess we're going to wait to see what happens. Does Manitoba go for two or just a single? Let these guys figure this out. They got the block out. And looks like Martinez will attempt the single point. Cox is holding. Snap is good. It's down. And Martinez kicks it up for the single. That makes the score. Regina Riot 13, Manitoba 7, with 4:09 left in the third quarter. So how are you enjoying the game so far, ma'am?
Enjoying it very well. Good.
And you're from Regina?
I am.
Are you part of the coaching staff?
No, I'm not here.
So we just talked with one of the a current Regina Riot player who's a little bit injured up. She's enjoying the game, cheering on her team. The sense of camaraderie and just teamwork here is overwhelming. It's so awesome to see this level of football being played by these incredible athletes. So, Regina's lined up. Regina is lined up for the kickoff. Again, we got Starkey back and Dorr ready to receive. Short kickoff. Tackle made by number 6. That looks like Barb Moncrief with the tackle for Manitoba. It'll be 1st and 10 Regina at their own 50.
I guess so.
All right, so looks 1st and 10. Here we go. Things are getting exciting here. Manitoba lines up in their standard 43. I formation, strong left. Oh, she scampers. They running. I'll tell you right now. That wingback lead Regina is running right now has been very, very good. Starkey again, 4 yards, a 4 yard average. That's pretty impressive. Just on that quick lead, right up the gut. More of a CB gap kind of a lead. And what you're seeing is an exposure. You're double teaming that. A defensive end and creating a seam for the runner. We got motion, strong side motion to the right. It's kept. It's a keeper. Oh, quarterback is dropped. It looks like Regina quarterback. Amy Kowalski might have gotten enough for the first down. She pounded it in pretty tough.
Regina run by number 22, Amy Kowalski.
Kowalski off to the bench to get some last minute instructions. Oh, there was a penalty flag. Offside, Regina, number 6, Claire Dorr. So that'll take the ball back. It'll be 2nd and 10 with the penalty. Kowalski comes back in from the sidelines. All right, here we go. The Riot, they're lined up and ready to rock and roll. They got Zeus right. Oh, they got motion going out to the right side. Kowalski takes a check stop. She goes, no way, man. This is my ball. She runs it hard. I'll tell you what. Kowalski runs the ball tough for a gain of about 6. Bringing up 3rd and about 4. It's a tough one, but I'll tell you what, that Kowalski runs the ball really, really tough. So 3rd and 4, it looks like the call's coming in from the Riot coaching staff saying, hey, let's do this. We got the wind on our backs. Let's take advantage of it right now. 3rd and about 3 and a bit. Again, same formation. And here comes that. Oh, there comes that lead. Oh, but it's caught. No, it's not. Somehow, Carmen Agar found a seam. But then Lisa Claver counts. And Kelly Becker come up and make a stuff. So I don't know where we're going to spot this thing or what's happened. I have absolutely no idea. But it is going to be close enough for a measurement, so we need to hang on a second here. So welcome to all of our friends. If you just tuned in across North America, we've got the Manitoba Fearless and Regina Riot playing here in Brandon, Manitoba.
Manitoba Fearless tackled by number 18, Kieran Lowney.
So we're bringing out the chains right now to find out what happened here. Oh, they are a bit short, almost a yard short on the spot. So the Fearless.
That'll bring up 1st down and 10 for the Manitoba Fearless.
See, that's the toughest thing there is in sport, and that's momentum. And right now the Fearless seem to have some. But don't count out the Riot. They are a team that is bent on making teams pay for any mistakes. So if Manitoba wants to capitalize on this, they better start doing it soon. with a minute 28 on the clock in the third quarter. Still 13-7 for the Riot. Cox calls for the ball, and a quick handoff to Martinez. Martinez is going, oh, and she is brought down after a gain of about 3 yards, but there's a flag or two on the play. We'll check this out and get back to you as to what's going on. Sarah Mercer looking a little bit injured there for the Riot, but she just shakes it off and continues to play like a trooper. Offside against the Riot. That'll be a 5-yard penalty. It'll be repeat a first down for Manitoba. So first and 5 for Manitoba, and here we go. Cox ready in the shotgun position, split backs again. Denisic goes in motion. The ball's given. Ball's given to Martinez. She's tackled by number 89, Amanda Thaffelmeyer. And number 50, Becky Wallace, who's been playing absolutely unbelievable this game. That'll bring up second in about 4.5-5 yards. Not much gain on that play, so here we go. Cox calling for the ball. Shotgun formation. Oh, Becky Wallace. Unbelievable. Gets in and makes the play on the quarterback. Roxanna Cox is going to take that one. Got caught in the backfield. By a lethal tackle by Becky Wallace. Unbelievable player. So Martinez will... Number 10, Sandra Martinez. Back to punt. Back to receive, Claire Dorr and Mallory Starkey. Punts off. Lands about the 35-yard line or 30-yard line. Starkey takes it to the outside. And she's driven out. She's tackled hard. Just about the 45-yard line of the Riot. It'll be first and 10, Saskatchewan, or sorry, Regina. Quarter time, so at the end of three quarters, it is Regina 13, Manitoba 7. If time for the fourth quarter, teams will switch ends, and then we'll get this battle back on where it belongs. Wind kind of swirling here at the Viking Bowl. At least the rain has stopped, at least temporarily. Spirits are high on both benches because it's anybody's game right now. The team that makes the least amount of mistakes and can capitalize on the momentum is a team that's going to be victorious. Both coaches have agreed to that, saying that, you know what, we just got to play our game and limit our mistakes. So we've got tight end right, split left, and there's a pitch to the outside. Looks like it is, oh my, Carmen Agar takes it outside with a 30-yard scamper down the outside. Nothing but grass as she just chews it up. Agar with a tremendous run to the outside. All right, so it's first and 10 again for the Riot. We're on the Manitoba 42-yard line. And it's funny, as much as momentum can swing one way, it can swing back the other. Regina's using that to their best of their abilities right now.
Push the pile!
Okay, a team of fearless defenders wraps up on Kowalski. Looks like there's little gain, about a yard on the play. Kind of a backwards pitch that didn't quite materialize as the Riot would have hoped. And then they were swarmed by the Fearless and dropped for that minimal gain. So that brings up second and 9. Again, I formation, tight end, wing back set. Here we go. We got that fullback here, that wing back coming in there. It's a pass. It's a pass completed to Starkey. Starkey catches the pass and still scampers in. It's still on our feet. 20-yard pass play. Sorry, make that a 30-yard pass play to Starkey from Kowalski. And here we are, first and 10 Regina at the Manitoba Fearless 11-yard line. Absolutely wonderful play. A beautiful play-action pass. Everybody thought run. But a cool and calm Kowalski just threw the ball perfectly over the linebackers and into Starkey's hands for the first down. Full, tight end in motion. Starkey rolling out. Oh, she gets hammered by a plethora of Fearless for about a 2-yard gain. Looks like Catherine Doig, Sophia Caligiuri on the tackle. Throwing a little Lisa Claver camp, and you've got a trifecta of destruction there. Oh, a little bit more. It looks like about second and about 6 happening right now. Oh, just 1 second here. After this play, I'm going to get a live interview with Tannis Wilson. Oh, a beautiful fullback dive, taking it right down to the 2-yard line of the Fearless. And with her comments here, Tannis Wilson, Commissioner of the Women's Football League. Tannis, what do you think? This is sweet.
Hey, BJ, how you doing? How are you? Can you hear me? No hugging. I can't hear me. Anyways, it's live. Oh, I know it's live. So everything's good. I'm out here watching the game. It's a spectacular game. It's a horrible, horrible day. But it's a great day for women's football here. Right now, the score in Winnipeg, I'm not sure if anyone's listening, it's 41-6 for the Valkyrie over the Nomads. They're in the third quarter right now. So we're trying to get some live updates from there. But things are going spectacular here. Jamie's doing an awesome job. I'm going to pass it over. They're doing they got the markers out on the field right now to find out whether they got a first down. And it is first down. So I'll pass it over to Jamie. Away you go. Thanks very much for everyone for listening today. And stay tuned for the Western Women's Canadian Football League.
Hey, thank you, Tannis. Wonderful as always. All righty. It looks like it's first down for Regina on the Manitoba 1-yard line. More than a yard. So it is definitely gut check time for the Fearless. It's time to make sure to see who's really got the battle of the wills. Here's where the game is won or lost. It's in the trenches. Oh, we have whistle. We're down. Not exactly sure. We're seeing the pile up here. We have in there. We've got Doig in there. It looks like we had Tana Smitkovich. Amber Sylvester on the stop. It'll be second down. It's a nice try by Kowalski, but she stopped short. And what do we have here? Oh, here we go. They march it through again. Kowalski with the keeper, and it's a touchdown. Touchdown, Regina. 1-yard scamper by Kowalski, led by a whack of Riot blockers. When you shorten the field like that, like Manitoba had, a 1 yard, I mean, to stop them 3 times in a row would be kind of tough to do. Ladies can't hang their heads, though. I mean, that's a spectacular play anyway. All right, from the looks of things, it looks like Regina is going to go for the single point, lining up in their field goal unit. Thiessen kicks the extra point through, and it's good. Great hold by Berdine Starkey. Kind of a high snap. She was able to handle it down. And now that makes the score Regina 20, Manitoba 7. Manitoba will get set to return the ball in a moment. So walking through the Riot bench area, they are ecstatic. But the Manitoba faces on their bench, they are not down. They are not down and up by a long shot. They are ready to play. Crystal Thiessen ready to kick off for the Riot. Oh, a short kickoff, and it's out of bounds. Short kick out of bounds, so we'll be either replaying this or they'll take it at the 50. All right, so they'll decline it, and they'll take the ball at the 50-yard line. So Manitoba with incredible field position here. They'll start first and 10 from the Riot 50, or from their own 50, pardon me. All right, the rain has stopped. Now it's just a bit windy.
Get ready over there.
About 40 degrees Celsius, or 40 degrees Fahrenheit, for those of you listening south of the border. Yes, it is chilly. But the action out here is hot. Let me tell you, these women are absolutely unbelievable. There's no deterring them at all. Okay, here we go. Referee's got the ball in play. Sending it down. Oh, so according to the spot was off. So it'll be Manitoba Fearless first down at their own 40. I'm thinking there was a miscommunication somehow, and they're still kind of trying to sort this out. As the ball traveled across the 50-yard line, I'm not sure why it's at the 40, but I guess we'll find that out. Or maybe we won't. Here it is, first and 10, Manitoba. Manitoba comes out, the balance set, split back, Cox waits the ball. Cox has the ball. She's poised to pass. Puts the ball out. Oh, and it is just out of the fingertips of Melissa Denisic. She was right there just off the fingertips. There's no safety out here, so down the middle. All right, that brings up second down for Manitoba. 7:36 left in the fourth quarter. Cox calls for the ball. We got some motion happening here. She looks. Oh, she's scrambling. She throws the ball over to Martinez, and Martinez makes a valiant attempt to get back to the original line of scrimmage. A little swing pass. She got in trouble, and she saw Martinez and tried to dump it off to her. There is a flag on the play, however, so I guess we'll find out what that's all about in a moment. Great creativity. Cox was kind of over-pressured in the backfield and then found Martinez. So it is third down, offside Manitoba, so it's declined. So we'll bring up third down in a punting situation. Great playing by both teams right now. They're both struggling a little bit with the conditions earlier, and now they seem to be getting the job done. Our announcer, Dustin Page. Dustin, well, how's your view from where you are?
Wet and cold.
There you have it, folks. We're wet and cold, but we got smiles on our faces because we're seeing some absolutely... Oh! A fake punt gone awry. Number 18, Sarah Milani, blocked the Regina Riot player, Aaron Branbury, right into right into their punter, Sandra Martinez, on the fake. So Regina gets excellent field position and will start at the 35-yard line of Manitoba, first and 10. Making our way forward, it's going to be up to Kowalski and company to see what they can do with this tremendous field position. Double tights, right. Quick screen. Quick hitter. Oh, it's about a 5-yard gain. A completed pass. Kowalski to Agar out of the backfield. And that's a completed pass for 5-yard gain. Kowalski takes them. They break from center. So basically they're running a wing right with a tight end left. Deuce receivers to the right. Early motion. But it looks like it's going to be a pass. It's going to be a pass. It's completed. The pass is completed to number 7, Mallory Starkey, who gets across the 20-yard line into about the 15-yard line of Manitoba before she was brought down by Manitoba's Tabitha Bandlau and Kelly Becker. All right, first and 10, Riot, here it comes. Again, with that tight end wing back set. It's a stretch play. Stretch play is out to Agar, and Agar is dropped about 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage by Marissa Milani. A beautiful tackle for about a 10-yard loss. That'll bring up a second down and about 20. Oh, correction. Looks like Art McAvoy, a longtime official in Manitoba, got the spot at about a 5-yard loss. It'll be second and 15. All right, Kowalski brings them out of the huddle. They line up. Tight end left. Oh, tight end right. Wing left. And run a quads kind of sequence. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Looks like it's a pitch to the outside. And Amy, what you gonna do? Carmen Agar gets off the outside and scores on the play. In Canadian football, there's pretty much unlimited motion. You must have 7 men on the line of scrimmage, but a limited backfield motion as long as it's not within 1 yard of the line of scrimmage. And so what you've got here is 4 lead blockers coming out, and Agar just takes advantage of that huge opening and seals the deal for the major. So it looks like right now the Riot is up 26-7 on Manitoba, and they are lining up for the point after. Thiessen. Oh, Thiessen's extra point attempt is blocked. Blocked by number 22. Sorry, check that. Check that. Looks like number 32, Vanessa Young and Darla Caligiuri, looks like they got in there and caused the block on the extra point attempt. Okay, so with 4:19 left, it is the Regina Riot 26, the Manitoba Fearless 7. Madison Genoway set the kick off. Check that. That'll be Crystal T. Yes, Crystal T. No. It is Madison Genoway. Those two got me so confused, I'm talking backwards. This is wonderful. See, it's so exciting down here on the sidelines that I have no idea what's going on. All right, here we do have it. We have Manitoba recovering the ball.
Good job, Claire. Get her, guys.
Sarah Mulaney gets the ball, gets about 5 yards on the kickoff return before being tracked down. She is tracked down by number 28, Robin Tulloch, and 81, Lisa Ziegler. So here we go. We got Manitoba first and 10 at their 45-yard line. I got to admit, the fever right now on the Riot bench is pretty ecstatic. Things seem to be going their way. They're using the momentum to their advantage. And here comes Manitoba. Cox ready in the shotgun. Split formation with the backs. The handoff right away. Martinez gets the handoff right. It looks like Sandra's got a first down. Looks like an 11-yard carry on the play. Making that first down for Manitoba. Looked like she was brought down on the play by number 50, Becky Wallace, and 52, Bonnie Riffle. Again, Cox in the shotgun. Gets the ball. Cross buck, Melanie Asen, the running back. Gets absolutely destroyed, though. A Bonnie Riffle and... Oh, looks like Becky Wallace again. All right, we're at 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter, 26-7 for the Regina Riot. I'm Jamie Fryhite, and I've really been enjoying doing this. Like I said, my first time, but I hope it's not my last. I'm really enjoying the quality performance I'm getting here with the women's football. This is absolutely an awesome event. There's lots of fans still here, even though the weather is brutal. They came out to see a good football game, and that's what they got. Okay, so we've got Cox in the backfield. We got motion to the right. She's got the ball. Looks like she's poised to pass. The ball is up, and it falls incomplete. The intended receiver was Barb Moncrief. That'll bring up second down on second and 10 for the Fearless. 48. All right. Sorry, folks. It's third down. Third and 10. Manitoba's going to go for it with 2:46 left. They're hoping for a little shift in momentum. Cox in the shotgun, split formation. Motion is to the right by the slot. She's poised to pass, and it's falls a little bit short and incomplete. That's a turnover on down, so the Regina Riot will take over first and 10. Manitoba Fearless defense is going to take it to them, they said. I think they can, so let's hear how it's, see how it's going to go here. Great defense by the Riot. They really took away any type of passing attack there with their deep coverage. So now let's see what the Riot offense can do. They are now first and 10 at the 55-yard line right at center field. Motion to the left. Kowalski throws the pass incomplete. It looks like, though, there's a penalty on the play. Kowalski gets the ball off, but it looks like there might be a bit of a penalty here. Too many men. Manitoba, charged with having 13 players on the field instead of the allotted 12, which is CFL and Canadian amateur rules. So 13 men on the field, with men on the field. If he's fine, will still be a 10-yard penalty. First, automatic first down for the Regina Riot. Five, it's the Riot 26, Manitoba 7. Split back, Kowalski to pass, she's running right. She's running right, she takes the ball, there's nothing there. She's going, she's going, she's going all the way. She cuts it inside and it's to the five. Touchdown, Kowalski. A 45-yard scamper pass scramble. She didn't see any receivers open, so she just took the ball. And money, baby, that's all there is to it. Ran it in for the major. Great job by Kowalski on that one. Tough to take anything away from that play. The ingenuity designed by Kowalski. She's hot under pressure in the backfield. Nobody to throw to, pressure coming from the left. She just tucked the ball and took it house. Crystal Thiessen setting up for the extra point. Snaps a bit high, gets it down and through for the single. That makes the score 33-7 in favor of the Regina Riot. 33-7 with 2:21 to play in the fourth quarter. Manitoba's got a tough hill to climb here, but if I know them, they're going to struggle. They're going to dig deep and see what they can come up with to make a good game out of this. See if we can interrupt Amy Kowalski really quickly. Excuse me, Amy? Amy? We're broadcasting live across North America right now. We just want to ask you, what did you see out there that made you take the ball and take off like that?
A lot of green and some very good blocking.
And that's been the story of this game for the Regina Riot, let me tell you. A little bit of green and a lot of blocking, says Amy, and she leads her team to pay dirt one more time. Okay, so we've got the ball kicked off, recovered by number 12 for Lisa Klaverkamp for Manitoba. A little bit of a loss on the play, but the kickoff was fielded by Klaverkamp. Manitoba ball on the 30-yard line. No, make that the 28-yard line, first and 10. All right. Okay, it looks like there's some substitutions there for the Regina Riot. With 33-7 score and 2:15 left, they've allocated some substitutes in. So we got a three-man backfield for Cox. Split formation. Oh, we got motion all the way here. The give is to Martinez. Oh, she fumbles it and is recovered by the Regina Riot. So it'll be Riot ball first down on the 27-yard line of Manitoba. Okay, so looks like Regina is using the momentum to their advantage right now. Slippery ball and a turnover, a costly turnover here. It's up to the Manitoba defense to try and stymie the Riot offense right now. 2:08 left in the fourth quarter, 33-7 in favor of the Regina Riot. Kowalski back under center, trips right. Motion right, both backs up to the motion. It's going to be Kowalski on the keeper around the end. She goes naked bootleg to the left and still manages to gain 12 yards on the play. 5-1, 5-1. Well, if I was John Madden, I'll tell you, she'd be on my trailer. Kowalski would have her picture up there as one of, what do they call them, the old horsemen. I'll tell you, she's playing unbelievable. Kowalski under center, wing back right, tight end left, wing back goes in motion up the middle. The give right away is to Carmen Agar up the middle, lead blocked by the wing back, and she's in for pay dirt. A great score, great run by Carmen Agar, following her block right into the end zone for the major, making the score 39-7 with a buck 49 left on the clock. Both teams lining up. Looks like the Riot are just going to go for the single point. Crystal Thiessen set and getting ready to attempt the point after. Verdine Starkey ready to hold. The hold is dead. Oh, she bobbles the hold. Oh, pandemonium. We have a block there. Number 36, Catherine Doy got through, knocked the ball off of the block and fell on it, negating the point after. So it is the Regina Riot 39, the Fearless 7. So we're set to kick off right away here. The Riot set to kick off. Madison Genoway will be kicking the ball off for the Riot. And looks like Manitoba's going to be ready to return here. It looks like Haley Peliquin and Sandra Martinez back to collect the ball for Manitoba. And here it goes, ready to kick it off, and it's kicked short. Picked up by Allison Buckland. Allison Buckland finally tackled down to the ground by number 7, Mallory Starkey. Now, there's no surprise there. Starkey, Kowalski, and Agar have accounted for all the scoring and a heck of a lot of the defense. Oh, you got to add Becky Wallace, who made probably 80% of all of the Regina tackles. Yeah, Becky Waltz was quite the beast on defense today. Cox, hand off to Martinez. Martinez up the middle, off tackle, and gets about 5 yards on the carry. Brought down by guess who? Becky Wallace. For like her 15th tackle, and Adrian Zuck also in that tackle. That'll bring up second and about 5 for Manitoba. Ball on the left hash, 50-yard line. I think that's a 49-yard line. Direct snap to Cox. She takes off. However, it will be offside called on the Riot.
Fumbles on the play. Looks like we're covered by the Riot 34.
Kate Rogel, eager to make a difference, might have been the one offside, the guilty party for Regina.
There's a flag on the play.
It is, in fact, that is a guilty party, Kate Rogel, so it'll be a 5-yard penalty and a first down for Manitoba.
That'll bring up
first down.
First down.
First down and 10. That'll bring it up to the 55-yard line for Manitoba. And there's a time to make a statement. It is right now. I think Manitoba's going to march this ball right down. They want to score badly. Cox in the shotgun. He's back. Trips on the right-hand side. Ball goes to her. Oh, it's a give. It's a give. But Rogel gets in there and cuts down Sandra Martinez in the backfield for no gain at all. So here we go. Second down and a whole bunch. Here it is. Second down with a buck three. Let's make that a minute left in the fourth quarter. Regina and their staggered 44 offset. Manitoba ace back. Trips left. Shotgun. Pelequin goes in motion to the right for the gift. And the pass is out to Pelequin. She's got the ball. She's got it. And about a four-yard gain, bringing up third down. So it's complete. Cox to Pelequin, completed pass. So here it is, brings up third down and about six.
4 yards. That'll bring up third and
six.
Six.
Third and six. Here we go. So we got about 33 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Manitoba wanting to make a statement at the end of this game.
White, Jen, white!
Motion to the right. Shotgun formation. Oh, the screen is set up. Oh, and a vicious hit. Becky Wallace just unloaded on Sandra Martinez. Oh, that's the biggest hit I think I've seen today.
Yeah. Oh,
the red screen, by the way.
I knew that was a red screen. Oh, my, get over here.
Okay, and with 6 seconds left, it looks like Martinez is down. There's 6 seconds left in the game. That is about as good a hit I've seen in football. Becky Wallace absolutely unloaded. Unloaded, folks, on Sandra Martinez. Martinez is one tough cookie. She's up on her own steam. She will live to fight another day. So here we are, 6 seconds left in the fourth quarter, 39-7, Regina over Manitoba. Not sure what's going to happen here, but Kowalski's back under center. They're in a victory formation. It looks like she's just going to take the ball and kneel down, which she does. 4 seconds left on the clock. She takes a knee. And the entire defensive line folded the offensive line on top of Kowalski, who crawls up from underneath. But in victory formation, it looks like they're just going to take a knee. The clocks are at zero, so it's simple math now, folks. It's one knee, and it is over. And that'll be your final score. Regina Riot, 39, and the Manitoba Fearless, 7. And that is the ball game, ladies and gentlemen. So what I'd like to do right now, really quickly. We're going to talk really quickly with the coaches of the two teams before we let you go. And then we'll get things going for you. So undoubtedly, Becky Wallace, the leader on defense for the Regina Riot. And without doubt, Amy Kowalski, an absolutely phenomenal effort today to lead the Riot over the Fearless. Great job by both teams. It's absolutely phenomenal. I hope you enjoyed our broadcast. I hope you tune in again. So from wherever you are in North America, we're signing off here. First game ever, women's game ever to be played in Brandon, Manitoba, and we are treated to a really good one. I'd like to thank both teams, Tannis Wilson for organizing this, and the Women's Radio Network for putting on such a classy thing. And thank you from me, Jamie Freiheit, for allowing me the honor and privilege to being an announcer today's game. Thank you, and God bless.